In January, NASA announced it would no longer service the Hubble Space Telescope, dooming the observatory to a quiet death in orbit. The decision was so unpopular, Congress asked the National Academy of Sciences to review it. And in a round of meetings that wrapped up today, the Academy Committee struggled to weigh two very different risks: sending another space shuttle to Hubble or sending an untried robot to do the job. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
NASA made it clear to the Academy panel that it does not want to send another shuttle back to Hubble. Officials talked about how much a mission to Hubble would interfere with their plans to complete the space station, and they tried to play up the risks to life and limb. Committee member Sandra Faber was not impressed by the arguments. She challenged NASA official Bill Reedy to give some real numbers for the likelihood of a successful shuttle flight.
Is there anything quantitative like that written down?
I think the public has every right to expect, as do the crew members, that 100% is the minimum acceptable. We will do everything we can to mitigate every known risk that we have.
I'm sorry, I just don't think that's a credible answer.
There is no such thing as 100% safe, particularly for a spacecraft that has failed in two of its flights. NASA tried to make the case that it would be much safer to fly to the space station than the Hubble telescope, but retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, who investigated the Columbia space shuttle accident, told the committee he disagreed.
Going to the International Space Station helps you out a handful of percentage points. It's not a big deal. In my opinion, it doesn't overwhelmingly change the equation.
That's because almost all of the risk is blasting off and then coming back through the atmosphere. While one set of NASA officials talked down the idea of a shuttle flight, another set did a high-pressure sales job for a robot. Frank Cepolina told the committee that for the past 6 weeks, NASA has been testing robots at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland to see if they could unscrew bolts, open doors, and swap out instruments in a replica of the Hubble. He said they even tried to remove an instrument that's tucked away deep inside the observatory.
We have to open the doors, and we have to remove four connectors and cut one grounding strap, remove the instrument, and put it back in. Now everybody's shaking their heads, and I don't want you to get worried because that's a piece of cake.
The robot did it with a set of pre-programmed commands, he said, and it did it again by remote control.
With the robot at Goddard and the astronauts running the test from Houston, and they did it on a first try.
NASA has even figured out how to replace the space telescope's failing gyroscopes. New ones can be bolted onto the sides of one of the new scientific instruments and installed as a package. There's a long list of challenges here. The robotic spacecraft has to dock with a space telescope, connect two electrical cables, and swap out two instruments. And the whole robotic spacecraft would have to be put together in less than 3 years. Hubble will probably die in mid-2008 if it's not serviced. Oh, and to make all this happen, NASA would have to dig up as much as $750 million or more. NASA official Ed Weiler addressed that subject.
Does funding exist for this? No. There is no money for either a human servicing mission nor a robotic servicing mission. However, if we get proposals in and if a decision is made to go forward with this, the agency will make the tough decisions to fund this mission.
The Academy Committee now needs to decide what's the bigger risk, convincing a reluctant space agency to fly a shuttle to Hubble, or betting on a robot that may not come together in time. The committee hopes to wrap up its investigation by the end of the summer. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.